This is Kate Holness with 307 Net Info, and today I'm joined by one of our County Commissioner candidates, Steve Kozacek. Hello, Steve. Nice to see you. Thank you for spending some time with us.
Well, thank you for the invitation, Kate.
So, Steve, you're well known to many in the community, but also maybe not known to everybody. Can you tell me a little bit about your background and your history in Johnson County?
Sure. Well, I'm originally from Newcastle. I grew up in Newcastle, graduated from high school there, and upon graduation, I went to the United States Army, where I served for 3 years. And then after I got out of the Army, my wife was finishing college in Texas at Baylor University. And so after I went to college for a while, then we ended up back in Newcastle, where I started working in law enforcement. In 1973, I was with the Highway Patrol, and I was transferred and stationed here in Buffalo. I worked for the patrol for about 6 years, and then I went to work at the sheriff's office as deputy. Eventually was promoted to undersheriff, and later I ran for sheriff. I ran 4 successful terms, was reelected each time I ran, and retired from the sheriff's office after about 46 years of service in law enforcement here in Johnson County.
When was it? I remember you retired, but can you remind everybody when that was? How long have you been retired?
About 6 years.
Okay, about 6 years. And you would like to now come out of retirement and to serve as a county commissioner in Johnson County. What's motivated you now?
What's that?
What has motivated you now to stand for county commissioner?
You know, I was thinking about running 2 years ago, and I know we had a lot of candidates, a lot of people running, and I decided I wouldn't run at that time. I'd wait and see if, and then I talked to Bob Perry, I think it was late last year, early this year, and he informed me he wasn't running. So, you know, I went home and I thought about it. I did a lot of praying about it. I talked to my family about it. I talked to a lot of my friends about it, and I just felt very comfortable and very led to go back into serving the public. You know, I've not only served the public in my professional life, but you know, my personal life. I did a lot of served on a lot of boards and did a lot of programs for youth. I just, you know, just always been in public service. I love it, and I think it's just another great opportunity for me to do that again.
And of course, as sheriff, you interfaced with multiple over so many terms. You interfaced with multiple county commissioners. So you have an insight, perhaps, into different styles that different commissioners have taken, and so on. What do you think? What do you think makes a good county commissioner? What are the qualities?
I think a good county commissioner has got to be a good listener. He's got to listen to people, hear what they have to say, and have a discussion, not an argument, but a discussion with people. And you can sometimes disagree on things, but you don't have to be at button heads about it. You know, you can disagree and have that discussion. So communication and listening to people's, I think, one of the most important things that we can do, and developing the relationships with those people. But you know, and then I think you got to have some kind of a background into the how the county operates. It just enhances your ability to do the job. You know, and I spent a lot of years sitting on one side of the county commissioners making presentations to them. And you know, and seeing the responses I got back and forth for those people. So, and you know, I went up and I attended a lot of the budget hearings, not all of them, but most of them. And I sat with a different perspective this time. I listened to the presenters from their perspective, from the commissioner's perspective, more than the presenter's perspective, you know. So you know, I think those are some important things that, you know.
Particularly in your own sort of personal professional background, that you think are unique skills or experiences that would be of value in this role?
Oh, definitely. I think, you know, the fact that I have worked with some big budgets, you know, the sheriff's office budget for years. I served 16 years on the fire district. We took the fire district from a fire department that had actually zero money when we started to a fire department that has safety equipment now, has modern equipment. So, you know, there's a progression there, and so the budgeting is very important to me, knowing where the money's going, but also knowing where the revenue's coming from and making sure that those two things balance. I don't believe that you can spend money you don't have or you don't have coming in. I think that's really important. So, and I also think just administrative skills. I know Johnson County real well. I know a lot of, at one time, probably most of the people in Johnson County. You know, we've had a lot of people move in since I've retired, but still, you know, I know a lot of the people in Johnson County. I know the physical aspects of the county. So, you know, I have a good understanding, a good relationship with, you know, other leaders in the county. So,
So we'll come back and talk about some of those details in a moment. But let's just sort of take a step back for a moment and talk about visions and goals. What would be your vision for Johnson County over the next 4 years?
I think my vision would be is to try and keep the county moving forward in a proactive position. I think we're going to be seeing, you know, unlike everybody in Johnson County, I certainly hope we do not have the administration that we have in Washington, D.C. right now. I think if we do have that kind of administration, Johnson County is going to have to be very proactive in seeing where we're going to go financially, because mineral industry is an important aspect of our financial things here in Johnson County. So I think you've got to be proactive in that and just making sure that, you know, we stay within our budget restraints and making decisions that are that will be the best for the county.
So if I was to say pick a number of three issues, for example, that you think that the county would be facing over the next 4 years and that would be a priority for you, what sort of things would you be addressing? You've described fiscal responsibility, but are there any particular issues that you think need attention or stewardship as we go forward?
You know, there's a lot of issues facing us. We got, you know, we got a land plan that's coming in, and they're looking for volunteers, people to serve on that, and I think that's going to be important in the future. You know, I'm not pro-zoning. I don't want anybody to think that. I'm not pro-zoning, but I think the fact that we as a county have a place at the table with federal agencies, like the Forest Service, the BLM, and these other agencies, we've got to have a land use and plan that reflects the values that we have in Johnson County, not the values that someone in Denver, Colorado, or Washington, D.C. has. So we've got to have that land use plan in effect right there. I think that's going to be an important thing coming up. Like I say, budgeting naturally is going to be an important thing. But we're also facing some other issues too. You know, I know right now, and it's not really a government responsibility in the sense, but, you know, obtainable housing, workforce housing, whatever you want to call it. I think anything that we as commissioners can do that will support that and move that forward, we need to be supporting that. You know, we don't have the money to support it financially, nor should we have, because we're free enterprise here. You know, the county shouldn't be in the business of building housing for people, but we should be able to support that, sign off on grants if we need to for assistance, whatever we need to do in that area. And then, you know, we also kind of facing a crisis right now, the mental health process here. And I know VOA has been running that, Volunteers of America, and I've really been concerned. I've been asking some questions about that, and it sounds to me like what I'm hearing and I've been told is that most of the issues is either, I'm not sure which one, is either a salary issue, maybe a housing issue, or an administrative issue within the VOA. And so I think having an open dialogue with the head of the VOA and see where that status is. The funding for our mental health programs mostly comes from the Department of Health at the state of Wyoming. So I don't think there's a state of Wyoming issue. I think it's more an administrative issue. And, you know, if it's a salary issue, you know, they might have to look at paying their professionals a salary.
So that leads on neatly, actually, to my next question, which is about your approach to budget and fiscal responsibility. What would your approach be to managing the county's budget and making sure that there was a sense and a true fiscal responsibility? And do you think that there are areas in which spending could be cut?
Well, that's a good question. Could they be cut? I know they've cut a little bit off their budget this year, and like I said, I sat through a lot of those budget meetings. I missed a couple of the ones I really wanted to be at, but unfortunately. But I listened to the presentations and I looked at it, and maybe even cut a little bit of money here, maybe $1,000 here, and maybe $1,000 over on this one. But you know, if the people of Johnson County want to keep the services that we've come to expect, it's going to be pretty difficult to cut those budgets. But at the same time, we've got to look at ways of reducing that somehow without, and I don't have one quick answer to do that with, but you know, a lot of it's going to depend again on revenues and where our revenue sources are coming from. But I don't believe that you can live outside your budget. You've got to do that. You've got to, and I think most elected officials and department heads this year have done a very good job of not doing that. You know, they've stayed within their budgets, but at some point in time, the county commissioners may have to take a hard look at reducing some budgets. And what that will look like, I don't know at this time, but I firmly believe that if we have to do that, that we need to, as commissioners, sit down with the department heads and elected officials and get their input. You know, lay it on the table for them. You know, this is where we're at financially. This is what we can do. You guys need to be part of the solution, not part of the problem. So,
one solution that has been put forward is that we should spend down on reserves. Do you have an opinion on that?
Yeah, I do. You know, it's just like having a savings account. You know, if you have a savings account and your car breaks down, you need to fix it. You got money in a savings account, you can fix it. If you don't, you have to use your credit card. Well, the county doesn't have credit. No, we're a cash and carry business. So I think you got to have money in reserves, you know. And I know people claim there's a lot of money in reserves, and there probably is a lot of it. But the general county reserve, I'm not exactly sure how much is in it. But, you know, I know every special district has money in reserves, no matter what it is. But a lot of that money that's in reserves, I mean, all of it, is earmarked for projects somewhere down the line. So it's not sitting there just doing nothing. It's there for a purpose, and or sitting there, you know, in case of an emergency. Like I read in the paper here a week or so ago about the recycle center, I think it was, talking about, you know, they have some money in reserves in case they have a vehicle issue. You know, if they didn't have money in reserves and they lose a vehicle, where are they going to get the money to pay for that act, you know, or they're going to have to cut their services. So you've got to have money in reserves.
There's a metric? Do you think that there's a percentage that should be in reserves of operating costs, perhaps?
You know, I don't know. I'm sure there should be. I'm sure there's probably something piloted through the state or through the Wyoming County Commissioners Association that might say, you know, you should have certain percentage of your costs in reserves. You know, how many years that would be, I don't know. So,
one feature of Johnson County is that we are seeing an enormous amount of growth. I mean, you just have to drive anywhere,
yes,
and you see, especially if you've been here for some years, you know, and you will know this from how long you've been in Johnson County and how well you know it geographically. You go and suddenly the landscape has changed. There's another home, or there's another home being built, and so on. What is your opinion on that? Do you think, I mean, it doesn't show any signs of slowing down right now, particularly. It may be cooler, but it's not really changing. What do you think the county commissioners should do to support that growth, to manage that growth potentially, but also to stimulate economic growth in Johnson County?
Well, I think as far as the housing goes, you know, we've got to make sure that the subdivision regulations are being followed that the county has. Again, the land use plan is very important on something like this. So, you know, those two things are very important to make sure that things are being done correctly. If not, you run into some issues like are in some of the subdivisions now. So I think that's important that we just be part of that. But as far as trying to stimulate that or slow it down, I don't think the county really has in that part of the game. You know, that's not our business. And what was the other part of the question?
Well, the other question is, an addition to the question, maybe it's more accurate. Do you think that the county commissioners should be active in attracting new businesses and industries to the area to support our local economy?
I think we should be involved in trying to do that. There again, is it the responsibility of the government to financially be involved in that? I don't think it is. But I think anything that we can do to assist in that, we need to be doing, you know. And I'm all for, you know, attracting light industry and bring that in. I'm also in favor of trying to work with, you know, our lodging tax people, our chamber of commerce, our civic people in promoting Buffalo in events and things like that. I think, you know, myself personally, I think when you look, like, we've got Longmire Weekend coming up here, we've got Fair of Northern, we've got these different events, but we need to maybe see what else we can bring into our community.
One of the things that Johnson County Tourism Association is working on is having a more consistent year-round presence and more interesting and attractive events and happening year round. So we make use of our winter season, not just our summer season too.
You know, exactly. We don't see it very often, but there's been times when our snow machining on this side of the Bighorns, on the east side of the Bighorns, has been great snow machining, but it's not promoted because you can't do it every year. But you still should be promoting that somewhat, because people will come and they'll stay and they'll go to the mountains and snow machine, go up there and ski. You know, there's all kinds of ways to promote things. But I think we also need, we can't, you know, at the same time be trying to promote the KC area also. You know, they've got a great museum down there. They've got a lot of Western history. And I'd like to see if we could get some kind of a continuity going with the KC folks and historical tours, maybe a weekend of Johnson County history. I mean, there's a lot of options out there we should be looking at.
So moving on, infrastructure and public services are the cornerstone of what the county commissioners do. They basically are stewards of that. What would you be your priorities for improving the infrastructure that we have, for example, roads, bridges, and public facilities in the county? Is there anything that you think that we are missing that we need to put in, or is there anything that we already have that deserves improvement?
You know, I think we look at our roads, for example. We have a great road and bridge department. You know, people don't realize, but we got almost 600 miles of roads, county roads in Johnson County. Now, if you go out and get on the interstate out here, 25, and you drive to Cheyenne and back, that's 600 miles. They have a crew of, what, 7 or 8 guys to maintain these roads. That's pretty difficult, but they do a great job with what they have. And our roads are in good shape. You know, they're doing some road and middle and some laydowns right now. So I think these guys do it, so that we need to make sure that they are funded well enough to continue the maintenance of the roads and the building of the roads. And I think that's being done pretty well. Our buildings are in really good shape here in the Buffalo area. KC needs a new library, and I'm a firm believer in libraries. I just am, always have been. I use our library all the time, and so I'm a firm believer in libraries. So we need to keep. I think we need to really promote that in KC. Up here, you know, I think the Fairground Board is looking at doing some improvements out there, and they've got some money again in reserves just for that purpose. So, you know, infrastructure, I think we're in pretty good shape right now in Johnson County.
One of the things that has been a concern, of course, is a rec center of some sort, and there have been some attempts at doing that. And another concern is the Bowman Mountain Civic Center, and that actually is within the city, but it is a concern to the county commissioners. Do you have any opinions on either of those two?
Rec center, there again, it's going to take a lot of money to build a rec center. And the way our financial situation is in the county, that would be something to me that would have to go in front of the voters, you know, especially use tax of some kind. I don't think it should be up to the county commissioners or the city council to say we're going to build a rec center. I think it needs to go in front of the voters and let them decide.
That was it. Bomber Mountain Civic Center was the other one.
Bomber Mountain, you know, I think that's, I don't, you know, Bomber Mountain is kind of, seems to me over the years, had kind of, you either like it or you don't like it type of thing. But when I look back and I see what they're doing there and the businesses that they're bringing in, I'm in support of that, I think, right now. I think it's paying for itself. I know they get a little financial support from the county and the city. But I think as that goes along, hopefully the revenue from that will increase to where it's more self-sustaining than it is now.
And I'm going to take a shameless plug and just point out that I very recently did an interview with Claudia Todd, who's the facilities coordinator, who talks all the way through that. So if anybody's interested about what happens in Bomber Mountain Civic Center, you can go and listen to that too.
Yeah, yes.
But going back, you mentioned the city of KC, and I think it's easy for people who live in the northern part of the county to forget that they need services. One issue about providing services to a small community is that the per capita overhead is very high, so the numbers don't look good, but the services are still needed. How would you make sure that KC is properly represented and it is appropriately served?
Well, I think if you look back right now, I just saw that they've hired a second road and bridge employee down there, which is needed. You know, they have one guy, he can't do much down there, especially in a snowstorm or something like that. So that's a good deal. The sheriff's office has a couple of deputies down there. The Rural Health District is involved in the ambulance service. We've got a good fire service, good ambulance service in KC. So we just need to make sure that we are supporting them in every way we can with that, you know. And like you say, per capita, it costs us a lot more money in smaller communities, whether it be KC or Claremont, for example, in Sheridan County. It's just the way it is. So, but they're still residents of Johnson County. They still deserve the same services as anyone else. I always said that when I was sheriff. I don't care whether you live 1 mile from town or you live 30 miles from town. You deserve the same response and the same services.
That's a significant challenge to...
It is.
...geographical challenge.
It is. You know, it's a logistical challenge, but they deserve it.
So thinking about... You mentioned communication earlier on. Communication with your constituents is important too. How would you engage and listen to the concerns of Johnson County residents?
Well, I'm pretty available, you know. Every morning I'm at the co-op usually having a cup of coffee. So, you know, but not to say that jokingly, but, you know, county commissioners are available. You know, if you need to talk to one, if you don't have their phone number, you can call the commissioner's office and leave a message. And I, as a commissioner, will get back to you. You know, I can't speak for anyone else. I can only speak for myself. But I know my own personal experience with the two commissioners. Now they will get back to you also. But so I think that's important, is just being available to people, you know. And, you know, I encourage people to come to the commissioners' meetings. You know, it's sometimes it doesn't take long, sometimes it's long. But if you want to know what's going on, come and talk. And I don't think anybody should be afraid to call up a county commissioner or go to a commissioner meeting and ask a question. Get your questions answered. You know, if I don't have the answer, I'm not ashamed to say I don't know.
Thank you. So, but, as we conclude, is there anything that you would particularly like voters in Johnson County to know about you and your candidacy? This is your chance to speak.
This is my chance, huh? You know, when I ran for sheriff, I've always said that I'm committed to the future of Johnson County, and I am. I look at the big picture. I'm not a detail-oriented person. My wife will tell you that, but I see a big picture. And fortunately, in all my years as sheriff, I had some good people work for me that were the detail people. You know, I could get a vision and say, this is what let's do. So, you know, I'm committed to that. I'm committed to the future of Johnson County. And I believe the future of Johnson County lies in our children, our grandchildren, and in my case, my great-grandchildren. And I want to continue to make Johnson County a place where a kid can get on his bicycle and ride the swimming pool. A kid can go down to the ice cream shop on the corner and get an ice cream and not be worried about somebody bothering him, you know. And but to do that, we've got to have some good leadership. We've got to continue down the road that we're going on and be willing to make that investment financially and personally into those issues, you know, in our community. So I just want to, I don't run with an agenda. I have no agenda whatsoever. I just, my whole life's been in public service. Even when I was in high school, I was in public service. So I enjoy it. It's my calling in life, and I just want to continue to serve the people of Johnson County in the best way I can.
Well, Steve Kozacek, candidate for Johnson County Commissioner, I wish you well in your campaign, and thank you very much for explaining more about what's motivated you and what is important to you in this race. Thank you.
Thank you.